The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So my warm greetings from Redwood City and to everyone all over the globe who's tuning in now. I think as I begin talking now about meditation, the Dharma, I feel a delightful feeling of tenderness, love, delight, a kind of a softness and a kind of a welcoming feeling in myself, a welcoming feeling to sit quietly and be present and both receive and be received by this inner life that somehow breathing for me moves through and in and out of, and to sit here and be quiet. So that's kind of how I feel sitting here, and so I will try to do a little act of imagination as we begin. And to give you maybe a little sense of that kind of feeling, maybe, as a way to attend to whatever the object of meditation you have. It's a way of holding something in awareness that is not caught in straining or acquisitionist, trying to get something, or without of being averse, without being lackadaisical, kind of complacent, kind of letting the mind drift off all too easily. So to begin, take a comfortable, alert meditation posture and gently close your eyes. And with all the warm self-regard, generosity of spirit to yourself, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Partly just to bring a lot of oxygen into your lungs and into your body. Fill yourself with this life-sustaining oxygen. And then to exhale, long exhale, but not forcefully, gently, by releasing, letting go more fully, maybe at the end of the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, with a kind of feeling or sense that you're caring for yourself, maybe even loving yourself, with scan through your body to see where you're holding, where there's tension. And as you exhale, either relax the tension, or if it doesn't relax easily, it's okay if it doesn't. If it doesn't relax easily, maybe softening around it. Maybe softening your attitude about it. Maybe the tension you have in your body, maybe all it needs is to feel your caring attention for a few moments. It doesn't need to be worked or doesn't need you to do something to it. Perhaps relaxing the muscles of the face. Perhaps relaxing the shoulders. Perhaps relaxing the belly. Maybe there's subtle tension in the arms that you can soften so the elbows become more free and relaxed. And maybe also to soften in your legs, relaxing the thighs. Maybe as if the thighs, as you relax, fall away a bit from the torso. And then imagine that you're visiting someone who very condition prompts you to bring a lot of tender care to being with them. Maybe it's someone who's sick or been injured. Or maybe it's a young child who's willingly being put down for a nap, but you're tenderly putting the toddler down and wrapping them in a blanket. Or maybe someone who is distressed about something, and you slow down, and maybe all it's needed is to slow down and bring them a glass of water and sit with them caringly. So this idea, this way of having offering tender care, loving care, see if you can evoke that now. Have that here for you. And bring that to tend to your breathing. As if your breathing needs your tender care, your attention, both for the inhale and the exhale. And that you want to stay there. Keep the connection. And if the mind wanders off in thought, no worries whatsoever. Before you return to the breath, return to a tender, caring attention. And then with that, welcome the breathing back into your attention. And depending how your breathing is, You might bring your attention really close in to the physical experiences, sensations of breathing. Or you might step away and gaze upon it from a safe distance. And perhaps you can feel the care goes both directions. That you bring a tender care to your attention to breathing. And in some way, your breathing is caring for you. And maybe there's a tender care that you can receive as well from the breathing. So whenever your attention wanders off, begin again. Begin again with a careful, tender, maybe enjoyable return to the breathing. But in addition to that, hang in there. Stay, linger with the breathing. Rest with the rhythm of breathing one after the other. See if you can gently, lovingly sustain your interest, your attention, your care of the cycles of breathing, moving with the cycles. One after the other. And it's as if your breathing needs quiet, needs stillness. See if you can allow your thinking mind to become quieter and stiller. So quietly you tend to the breathing. Kind of quiet that doesn't disturb anything. Maybe makes it easier to hold the breathing in the soft hand of awareness. to sustain your attention on the breathing. Maybe ever so gently, ever so quietly, count every exhale up to 10, and then start again. If you lose count, start over. But count in a way that is very calm and quiet, that supports the quieting of the mind. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to once again, if it's easy enough, to connect to your capacity for tender care, for kindness, for goodwill. And now turn that outward to the world around you. And perhaps reflect on how you might bring the goodness of your care, your goodness of your goodwill into the world for today or for tomorrow. How you could walk into the world, be in the world, and make it better for others. Bring smiles to people's faces. Bring out their goodness. Help them feel safer or happier. And help people feel free, so they recognize that you can be with them without limiting them or requiring them to be anything. They're free to be themselves. May it be that this meditation we've done today provides the basis and inspiration to live for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. And may all beings everywhere be free.